Hallelujah.
This morning we shall be proceeding on the actions of vision. This is part two. We started a most insightful program teaching in the first service on the actions of vision. And our text was Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. Which said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end he shall speak and not lie. Though he tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah. Our objective in this study is to understand the actions, demands, or responsibilities of vision. Once you have a vision, what are the actions needed? What are the demands of vision? What are the responsibilities of vision? Actions, demands, responsibilities. In the first service, there were three things I said to note. I'll review that quickly and then add two more things. I'm just trusting God not to be too fast. He said it is one thing to have a vision, but it is another thing to manifest the vision. One thing to have a vision, another thing to manifest the vision. We said that people who have vision are plenty, but people who manifest the vision are few. One thing to have a vision, another thing to manifest the vision. Number two, we said that vision requires action to produce desired outcome. Vision requires action to produce desired outcome. Vision requires action to produce desired outcome. If there is an outcome desired, there is an action required. If there is an outcome desired, there is an action required. Number three, we said that until the demands of vision are met, the deliverables of vision are never realized. Until the demands of vision are met, the deliverables of vision are never realized. Until what vision demands is given to it, what vision can deliver will never be experienced. Until the demands of vision are met, the deliverables of vision are never realized. Having said all of that, I'll add just two more. They are all still in the same line. And that is thought that vision requires action to culminate in manifestation. Vision requires action to culminate in manifestation. There is a manifestation ahead for every vision. Every vision is designed for manifestation. But vision requires action to culminate in manifestation. And finally, very important, fifth, the possibilities of vision are only experienced when the responsibilities of vision are accepted. The possibilities of vision. So every vision has a wide range of possibilities. The possibilities of vision are only experienced when the responsibilities of vision are accepted. You experience the possibilities of vision when the responsibilities of vision are accepted. You will never experience the responsibilities of vision until the possibilities of vision are accepted. And so, what we want to do right now is to look at those responsibilities, those demands. What does vision demand? What are the responsibilities of vision? What are the demands of vision? I'll quickly go through what I said in the first service. I won't be able to go through it in this service, but just headline of it, and then probably you get into the first service. Number one, we said, believe in the possibility of the vision. Believe. Any vision you don't believe in has no right to come to pass. It's a waste of life to pursue what you don't believe in. Believe in the possibility of a vision. Any vision we don't believe in has no right to come to pass. Number two, I said, let the vision have its root in God. Let it have its root in God. Let the vision cover the interest of God. Do you understand? Let it have its root in God. Let it cover the interest of God. What is the interest of God in the matter? Is there any God factor in this vision? Very, very important. Number three, we said, give thought to the vision. Thought is the sponsor of result. Give thought. Don't act mindlessly. Don't act thoughtlessly. If there is anything you think is a vision that is worth achieving, it must be given thought, time and thought. Number four, break the vision into goals, achievable bits. Achievable bits, fundamental targets. Vision is the overall objective. Goal is the fundamental target, the basic target. And it is when the targets happen, when the goals happen repeatedly, happen consistently, and happen sufficiently, that the vision is realized. We said that in the first service. You have the goal, and then you go at the goal sufficiently, consistently, persistently, and then it happens. Number five, we said, review the vision and the plan from time to time. There may be the need to change approach along the line. The vision, the plan must be reviewed. How do I go about what I believe God wants me to achieve? You review the vision. You review the plan from time to time. You review to refire. You review to change approach. We said that in the first service. And then number six, act aggressively, act massively, act aggressively, act massively. Action conquers opposition. Act aggressively, act massively. Action is the determinant of outcome. We said all of that in the first service. This is the summary of almost a 40 minutes or more message. You get the details in the message content. So I'm going to proceed beyond this to number seven, which is number one for this service. But it's actually number seven, but it's number one for this service. And that is, possess a vision that is beyond yourself. Possess the vision that is beyond yourself. Let what you call vision be beyond selfish gain and profit. That is what gives it the fuel and the drive. Is beyond yourself. Is beyond selfish gain. Is beyond selfish profit. If the vision must be worthwhile, if it must have a drive, it must be beyond what you stand to gain. It must be beyond what you stand to benefit. Example, Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 1 and in verse 3 to verse 4, Nehemiah was going to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Not because he wanted to make a name, but they said to me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard this word, that I sat down and wept. And I mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. Let it be beyond yourself. Example number two, David. 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. David was not trying to bring down Goliath to make a name. 1 Samuel. He was trying to bring down Goliath because he felt pained at the reproach of God and the reproach of the people. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Who is this? Have a vision that is beyond self. A vision that impacts on in humanity, on eternity. The fire, the drive will be unusual. The help of God will be confirmed. It will be guaranteed. During the construction of this sanctuary, a young man met me and he said, I am trusting God for so and so amount. It was an 80 figure, a nine figure at that time. And he said, and if it enters my hand, I want to see this house run. I will lay it before God. I said, go ahead, it is done. He came back in a month or so's time and laid down what he asked God. Once it was beyond, I want to buy a house, I want to buy a car. Once it was a matter of, I need God glorified, I need this and that, I am not trying to make anything for myself now. It happened. And after that, things happened rapidly for him in his own life. So let the vision, possess a vision that is beyond yourself. Number two, build the vision on the word of God. Build it. To say it like this, let the vision have scriptural foundation and backing. Let there be a foundation in scripture and let there be a backing of the word for what you want to achieve with your life. It is fail-safe. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 24, the Bible made it clear that it is anything that is built on the rock that stands. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Everything you want to achieve in life, if it stands on the word, it has a future. Am I communicating? Whatever stands on the word of God has a future. It has a future. Why did Peter walk on the water? He walked on the water because he stood on the word. Matthew chapter 14 verse 28. He said, Master, if you are the one walking on the water, ask me to come, speak the word. And once that word came, he stepped on that word and walked on the water to go to meet Jesus. Why did Elijah call down fire? He called down fire because he was acting on the word. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 36, Elijah said, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel and that I am your servant and that I have done all these things at thy word. I'm not trying to prove a point. I'm not trying to make a name. I am driven by your word. Whatever I want to achieve is based on your word. Once that happened, the answer came, the result came, and the manifestation was drastic. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. So possess a vision that is beyond yourself. And next, ensure that you build a vision on the word of God. Let that vision, more appropriately, let me say this, have scriptural foundation or backing for the vision. That's more appropriate for that point. Ensure that you have scriptural foundation and scriptural backing for the vision. That is starting the vision, starting in the first place. This is the vision I am having. Lay it, found it on the scripture. Number three, plan the vision. Write the vision, make it plain that he may run that read it. Plan the vision. Vision must be planned to produce. Plan the vision.
What is planning all about?
First of all, planning is simplifying the vision. Simplifying it. This thing is complex. But how do I get to it? Simplifying the vision.
What is planning? Secondly, planning is identifying action steps to realization.
What are the steps? What are the steps to act upon? Action steps to the realization of the vision. Part of planning is writing out these action steps. Do you see? There was a dangerous vision in the Old Testament, and it's a bad example, but that was what David did. He wanted to eliminate Uriah the Hittite. Even though it was a negative agenda, he had a plan. He said, set Uriah the Hittite in the front of the hottest battle. And when the battle is fierce, retire from him. Even though it was a bad, terrible thing. But yet, as destructive as that agenda was, there was a plan. That was 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 30. It was a destructive agenda. It was a destructive vision that had a plan. If people have what to destroy and they have a plan for it, how much more plan should we have for what will construct? When Jesus had the vision of feeding 5,000 men, beside women and children, he had a plan. He said, make the people to sit down in companies of 50. Make them sit down. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 10, make them sit down. That was a plan. I'm going to feed them, but let's go through a plan. And he broke the bread, prayed, gave it to the disciples. The disciples gave them to each of the groups. And the plan worked. Somebody say a loud amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, if vision must be fulfilled, a plan must be in place. Next number. Believe that is the third for this service. The fourth for this service. Allocate timelines for fulfillment. Timelines. Allocate timelines for fulfillment. The Bible said, the vision is for an appointed time. Vision is not open-ended. It's for an appointed time. Vision is not meant to run endlessly. It's for an appointed time. A vision that has no timelines is due to fail. Vision that is not scheduled will fail. Timeline. When I talk on this issue, I remember when I was in courtship with my wife, planning on getting married. My mother asked me, he said, so when is the wedding date? I said, I'm not sure yet, because I was thinking of resources and thinking of many things. I'm not sure of the time yet. My mother said, no, it doesn't work like that. Give it time. Give it a time. She said, and I will never forget, anything that does not have a timeline has no right to come to pass. Wow. That is mama's wisdom. You just leave it open like that. It's not going anywhere. You give it time. Whatever timeline has no timeline, has no power to come to pass. It is when it is scheduled that it can be powered into manifestation. In the healing of Naaman the Syrian, there was a time schedule. Go and dip yourself in the water 7 times. 2 Kings 5 verse 14. That was a time scheduling. It was timed. In the vision of pulling down the wall of Jericho, there was a time schedule. Go around the wall of Jericho 7 times. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. And on the 7th day, go 7 times. Want to win 1,000 souls in a year, it must be timed. How many souls in a month? How many souls in a week? How many souls in a day? If the vision must be fulfilled, time is a major factor. Somebody say a loud amen. Number 10. What's number away? All right. Fifth number and 11th. Nurture the vision spiritually. The other one we talked about having the vision to be founded on the word, but this one, nurture the vision spiritually. The spiritual is the incubation for the temporal, is the incubator for the temporal. The spiritual is the incubator for the natural. Nurture the vision spiritually. And there are two ways of nurturing the vision spiritually. Way number one is by submission under spiritual oversight and coverage. We saw that in the life of King Uzziah. 2 Kings chapter 26 and in verse 5. It said, 2 Chronicles 26 verse 5. Uzziah sought God. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he saw the Lord, God made him to prosper. You nurture the vision by spiritual coverage. One man brought a proposal of what he wanted to do. He said, pray on it for me, with me. And I said, I should pray on it for you. What do you want to do? When he explained what he wanted to do, I said, if you do it that way, you are going to lose. So do it this way. The way I told him to do it, he did it and saved about $6 million. Ola, ola. Not million naira. Zechariah saw the Lord. Uzziah saw the Lord in the days of Zechariah. Zechariah was his priest and his cover. And as he did that, the Lord made him to prosper. 2 Chronicles chapter 27 and in verse 6. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. He became mighty. He became mighty. He became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. That is the first way to nurture vision spiritually. The second way is by prayer buoyancy. That is, you are buoyant in praying. You commit the vision into prayer, fervency of praying. That was what the master did. Jesus, in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, he had him. There was a clear mission. He that committed sins of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. Then he said, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He had a purpose. But not until he had prayed. He had a ministry of 3.5 years. And he prepared for it for about 30 years. And when he was going to the water of Jordan, Luke chapter 3, from verse 22-23, the Bible speaking, it said, start from verse 19. The Bible speaking said, okay, go to 20. 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens was opened. Praying. You commit the vision. You nurture the vision spiritually by spiritual coverage of the vision and also by prayer buoyancy and prayer fervency, and the vision comes to pass. Finally, persist until you possess. You persist until you possess. What have we said today? Can you start from point number 7? What I've said in the second service. Possess the vision that is beyond yourself. Secondly, build a vision on the word of God. Let it have scriptural foundation. Thirdly, plan the vision. Fourthly, allocate timelines for fulfillment. Fifthly, nurture the vision spiritually. Of course, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 will give us that. And then finally, persist until you possess. Verse 3 of Habakkuk chapter 2 said, Habakkuk 2, 3, for the vision is for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Somebody say, I will persist. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Three things I want you to understand here. One, visions only speak at the end, not at the beginning. When you are beginning a particular pursuit, you may not see the result you desire until you persist. Visions speak. He said, at the end, it shall speak, and it will not lie. Number two, persistence is the cure for resistance. Persistence is cure for resistance. Persistence wears out resistance. Show me a man, show me a woman who knows what it means to persist. I will show you a person who will eventually collapse resistance. Genesis 26 and in verse 18 to verse 23. You see, Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar resisted them. This tribe with Isaac's headmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of it Issachar, because they strove with him. They resisted him. And then he digged another well. He kept on going. They were resisting him, but he kept on moving. He digged another well. And for that, they strove not. No, we jumped too fast. We jumped too fast. Have I done verse 19? And they digged another verse 19. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Issachar, because they strove with him. Then he moved to verse 21. And they digged another well. They were fighting and resisting. He was moving. And they strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they couldn't fight anymore. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Somebody here today, after this moment, your resistance will bow. Your resistance will give up. Your resistance will give up. So resistance is, persistence is cure for resistance. You know, Kenneth Copeland told a story about a little bulldog that was leaving its house, come under the fence of its own house, cross the highway, go to another house, and engage a big dog. It will engage this big dog. The big dog will fight it, beat it, throw it to the ground. The bulldog will leave and go home. The next day, he crosses the fence, comes under the fence, crosses the road, goes under the fence of the other house, and says, can we continue the fight from yesterday? This big dog will beat it, throw it down, it will go back to his house. He continued until one day, it had not won the fight once. The big dog kept beating it, but one day, the big dog saw the bulldog coming and started running. He just started running. You know what he said in his mind? I can beat you, but I'm tired. I'm tired of this fight. I'm tired of this exercise. Okay, you have won. You have won. I agree that you have won. Can I rest now? Hallelujah. That is what to do to the devil. And in your own case, the devil cannot beat you. You are the one to beat the devil and his agents. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are the one saying it, God is talking to you, shout the loudest amen. Hey! Every resistance that stood in front of your vision and the purpose of God for your life before today, I declare they are collapsing right now. In the name of Jesus. Finally, change, thirdly, change comes for those who wait. Wait means those who persist. Job chapter 14 verse 14 said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. I will wait and change will come. Change comes for those who hang on, who hang in, for those who persist, for those who remain tenacious. I will wait until my change comes. Somebody's change is coming. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. If you are the one, say the loud, but amen. If you are the one, shout a believer, say amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercies for my life. I embrace the pathway of vision and I shall see change in Jesus' precious name. We're going to pray very shortly the same series of prayers we prayed in the first service. But before we do that, we just returned from Marathon Crusade. We're somewhere on Sunday evening. The same place on Monday evening, in the same place on Tuesday morning, and then in another place on Tuesday evening, the same place on Wednesday evening, the same place on Thursday morning, then the final location, which was Lagos, on Thursday evening, Friday evening, Saturday morning, and Saturday evening with Ali Gio. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. How is that? Preaching every day, seeing exciting things every single day. Can we roll the clip on and let's start a journey? Just give me a few minutes and look at what God did within this last week. Hallelujah. And then we shall pray. That was worry.
Worry, are you ready to now? Father, tonight you take authority over principality, over from worry and its environment in the name of Jesus.
I see hundreds of people here. Ancestral curses have been broken. Generational curses have been broken. Forces of darkness have been broken. Limitations of hell have been broken. Right now,
in the name of Jesus. I have 40 years of past 1 year, who do here at all?
40 years.
40 years. For the first time she's hearing now.
Jesus' name.
Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sir, this is Philemon and the father, Pastor Jude. Philemon has suffered from 3.5 years of mysterious insanity. He was at home, woke up with it, and for 3 years, 3.5 years, he has been mad. Raving mad with violence.
Raving
mad. The father came here with a rope that they usually use in tying him.
So Jesus, thank you for healing me. I take authority over every spirit of infirmity. I take authority over disease. I take authority over blindness and deafness. I take authority over madness.
Empty barrenness.
Empty
shame.
Empty
of reproach.
Empty of what
people have said.
The two.
By one declaration.
He has not been able to walk
at all.
That man will defecate on his body, we on his body, remain paralyzed on the same spot.
The devil crippled and paralyzed him for more than 2 years.
Lift your hands. Lift your hands where you are.
Carry your hand for everywhere where you stand.
I came here not in my name.
I not come here for my own name.
I came here not in the name of our church or denomination.
I not even come here because of the church where I come from.
I came here in the name that is above every name.
I come here for the name where strong past any other name.
The name Jesus, the resurrected Lord.
The name Jesus will rise up.
The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Bible says how God take present for Jesus here with anointing and power.
He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
He just said God they do good, they heal everybody where devil they oppress.
For God was with him.
For God deal with him.
Josephine's child. From the staircase, broke her pelvic bones. Paralyzed leg with club foot. Girl was totally blinded in that eye.
If you came with any form of grace, the corset and the waist, you can remove it and move now because there is healing. I decree tonight that light has come to this land. In the name of Jesus, the sign of God's goes through this land. Every altar of evil, every altar of broken, every altar from the view of heaven.
I declare themselves on fire.
This is now Lagos. Crusade baby, born on the crusade ground the first day. Sleep for 3 years, started sleeping at the crusade ground.
So when we're talking about evangelism, winning of souls, going out and talking to the lost, it's not a hit and run something. Oh, you're not just casting stones carelessly. You are going out with the mindset for a harvest. Get the souls, bring them into the kingdom. You take your time, follow them up.
The boy was mute for 6 years. Pelvic fracture with internal fixation. See how she's jumping.
For the release of the destiny of Lagos King and for the judgment of every altar of evil, let the fire flow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In all the local government.
That's the morning session, Saturday morning, Dynamis Church in Lagos, Central.
Testimony for the last 11 months, this lady could not raise the right hand because of an accident that paralyzed the right hand.
Accident paralyzed this
the right hand for 11 months, she couldn't raise it. But after the declaration, wow, God's power touched wow her. Now she can do what she
and
couldn't do.
The hips pulled out as well from the accident.
That's you when this
thing really?
Yes, and you replied to me. He said divine, which I called in Tafet the next day.
Wow.
It was terrible. Because this thing happened, that you mentioned it during wow commanding the day. He said, terrible accident. No. This cannot happen.
To God be the praise. Yes. And this hand couldn't live for 11 months now.
And it's now
we can see it right there. See it right there. This hand that the X-rays are out here. Give the Lord a big clap. Congratulations. And then I was with Daddy Gio at the Tafa Balewa Square. his 83rd birthday crusade.
Ears cannot hear. You came here, you can't hear with the ear. You need to take the phone to the other ear before you can hear. Anyone like that, I'd like you to run to the front here quickly. Two ears. What of you? Since when?
Since when I was...
You were born with this. All right, close this good one. Since when? You grew with it. All right, close a good one. Close a good ear. Close. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Father, thank you for loosening the tongue of this girl. Mother died of cancer, sister died of cancer. Mama, drop the crutch and show us how you can walk now. By the power of God. Give the Lord a praise. You know the one in me to everything. A big clap. What a mighty God. Can we stand up on our feet and let's appreciate the King of Kings for a few minutes? Appreciate. Let's start with the first prayer point. You see, we are not going out on this assignment because we want to prove anything. But the harvest is plenty. Laborers are few. I want to appeal to every one of us. You may not be able to go all the way to these crusades, but do what you can do. Win the lost to God. Reach out to the souls of men that are dying in need of God in this season. We're going to pray. Pray the first prayer after me.
The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father.
Father,
I come before you.
I come before you.
Today.
Today.
I ask that you place in me,
your passion.
Your passion. For souls.
For souls.
Passion.
Passion.
For the lost.
For the lost.
And the unsaved. In our generation.
Our generation.
I receive now.
In the name of Jesus.
Again, Father.
Father.
I come before you today.
I ask
that you place in me, your passion for souls.
Passion
for the lost.
Passion
for the unsaved
in our generation.
I receive it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Come before you today, Lord, I ask that you place in me your passion for soul, passion for the lost and the unsaved in our generation. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
We're going to pray the prayer number 2. We are asking God to breathe upon our effort. Say after me, say, Father.
Father,
I ask
that you breathe
upon our evangelistic effort in this season for a massive harvest of souls. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go on ahead and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, we're going to pray the 3rd prayer. All the souls that are saved in Lagos, in Uyo, and in Warri, we ask that they be established. Pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
we ask for the establishment
of the
soul saved
throughout the week
at the crusades
and
at the church. We ask that they be established,
O Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, we are going to pray and see after me. We're going to pray against every satanic reaction. Say, Father,
Father,
we take authority over every satanic reaction against the crusade. We bring them into defeat.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Again, Father,
we
take authority
over
every satanic reaction against the crusade. We bring them
into defeat,
Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and give him the praise. You want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life and to have a guarantee of eternity with God. Therefore, pray this prayer with me. Mean every word. Anywhere you are in this assembly, watching online, pray the prayer with me, meaning every word. Say, Lord Jesus,
Say it out. Lord Jesus, I come before you today as a sinner, and I cannot help myself. I am sorry for living my life independent of you. I'm sorry for acting and living in ways that bring you displeasure and hurt. I ask that you forgive me my sins. I believe that you died for me to save me from my sins and their consequences. I receive you today into my life to be my Lord and Savior. I receive the power to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance of salvation. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Everyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand lifted? Wave your hand, let me see you. You prayed that prayer, yes, wave it. Keep it up. I'm not through with that paper yet. Keep it up. There is joy in heaven currently over the salvation of your soul. Because the Bible said, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So congratulations. Kindly ensure that you follow Jesus in the way like blind Bartimaeus. God bless you. Those who pray the prayer, wave your hand again. All right. I want you to be the first person to come to the front here. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and quickly rush forward here. I will give you the count of 20 to give you time to come. Quickly run forward. One.
Giving your life.
Two. You pray the prayer.
Giving your life. Giving your life.
He's waiting for you.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Quickly.
Three.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Fourteen, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Those that were won by our members throughout the week, please join us as well. And the members, you can bring the souls you won during the week. If you are bound by an addiction of alcoholism, tobacco smoking, marijuana smoking, crack cocaine, gambling and fraud, and any form of lifestyle that you know God is not happy with. Not that you are a bad person, but you are tied down by bad behavior. I'd like you to come forward here. I'll give you another count of 10. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You fell back in sin. You want to come back to the Lord. The count of 10. Quickly. One.
Go by word. Stay along with you. Goodbye.
Stay along with you.
Stay along with you.
Stay along with you.
Stay along with you. Go God's way. The rest of my life. Stay along with you. Go God's way.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world.
Stay no longer with you.
Goodbye, pleasure.
I'll see you.
Stay no longer with you.
Stay no longer with you.
To go down soon.
The rest of my life.
Stay no longer with you.
To go down soon.
The rest of my life.
You are welcome. In the name of Jesus, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. And say, Lord Jesus, thank you for delivering me from the power of sins. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name.